Good morning. It is a Monday morning. With us, Jesse McKinley. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Very well, and glad to talk to you this morning about a number of things. Let's start with Otisville, New York. It's well known for many New York politicians as the place they go off to prison.
All true. And it's about to be the place of perhaps the most interesting lunchroom in America, with three high-profile federal prisoners, one being Dean Skelos, the former majority leader in the Senate, another being Joe Prococo, the governor's former best friend who got convicted of federal corruption charges last year, and soon Michael Cohen, who was the president's fixer, who is also headed upstream to Otisville. So that should be an interesting little scene up there.
Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, is going to run for president.
He does seem to be getting in the race. He will be, I believe, the 22nd or 23rd, or, you know, I haven't checked Twitter this morning, maybe the even two dozenth Democrat to get in the 2020 race. He is doing so at a time in which polls generally show zero to nil interest in him becoming president of the United States, but he is still committed to doing this. I mean, there's a lot of speculation as to why he might be doing this. It could be, you know, running for president certainly raises your profile. I don't know that Bill de Blasio needs his profile raised for good or ill, but there you go. And also, it can be an effective fundraiser, something our editorial board mentioned this morning, that, you know, he's still raising money for a federal PAC on this. And some of the people raising money and giving money are certainly people that could potentially have business before the city.
He could always canvass for other presidential candidates, too.
Yeah. And, you know, if you look at the 2016 cycle with Republicans, there's a track history of people running for president, failing to get the nomination, and then later ending up with jobs in the cabinet, people like Rick Perry. And those are good, you know, resume building jobs, particularly if you're a governor or in this case, a mayor who's being term limited out of office.
Finally, the measles, which of course has ramped up, New York being the hot spot, but in other places around the country now, and the issue of religious exemptions.
Yeah, it continues to be a public health crisis, particularly in Rockland County, particularly in New York City and Brooklyn. And the legislature, as I reported last week, has been relatively slow to jump on a bill that would eliminate the religious exemption for measles vaccinations. So we'll see if, as the numbers go up and up and up, if, you know, perhaps the legislature will actually take up this bill. You know, there are obviously some religious and freedom of religion concerns that are percolating around the bill. But the question then becomes, you know, at what point does the public health crisis kind of outweigh those concerns?
We've been speaking with Jesse McKinley. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Jesse, as always, thanks.
David, the same.